Blackstone Audio presents The King is Dead by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham.
Chapter 1. The invasion of the Queen apartment occurred at 8:08 o'clock of an ordinary June morning, with West 87th Street just washed down three stories below by the city sprinkler truck, and Arsène Lupin in grand possession of the East Ledge, breakfasting on breadcrumbs intended for a dozen other pigeons of the neighborhood. It was an invasion in 20th-century style, without warning. At the moment it exploded, Inspector Queen was poising a spoon edgewise over his second egg, measuring peacefully for the strike. Mrs. Fabricant had just elevated her leviathan bottom at the opposite side of the room, preparing to plug in the vacuum cleaner, and Ellery was in the act of stepping into the living room, hands at his neck, about to pull down his jacket collar. "Don't move, please." There had been no noise at all. The front door had been unlocked, the door wedged back against the wall, and the foyer crossed in silence. The inspector's spoon, Mrs. Fabricant's bottom, Ellery's hands remained where they were. The two men were standing just inside the archway from the foyer. Folded topcoats covered their right hands. They were dressed alike, in suits and hats of ambiguous tan, except that one wore a dark blue shirt and the other a dark brown shirt. They were big men with nice, rather blank faces. The pair looked around the Queen living room. Then they stepped apart, and Ellery saw that they were not a pair, but a trio.